The Aquatic Centre is already an icon of London 2012. Its principal shape within the detachable wings of seating is like water in motion. Its swooping roof has the grace of a stingray. You can get the best idea here by looking at an image on your screen or back at the orientation board. It will be the gateway to the Games. Its roof and tall glass walls, the first thing people will see as they come into the Olympic Park. The architect, Zaha Hadid, has designed it to complement the river landscape of the park, and it's built on a new open area which will be a bridge between the park and the new Stratford City retail development just behind as you look. The success of Britain's medal-winning swimmers at the Beijing Olympic and Paralympic Games has created huge excitement about the Aquatic Centre, and visitors to the construction site have included the Commonwealth diving champion Tom Daley and Olympic double gold medalist Rebecca Adlington.
I can't believe the kind of difference. Last time I came, the roof wasn't even on the pool. It was still kind of just the structure. And you could see a bit of the stadium, but obviously now you can see that the seats are in, like everything, the whole lights, everything are in there now. So it's such a difference and it's just unbelievable.
The Aquatic Centre looks amazing. I've seen the roof so far and it's a funky shape, and that's what you need. You need something different and unique to stand out. When there's thousands of people cheering on the British athletes, I think it's going to be an incredible atmosphere. You need to have the Olympic buzz and the Olympic feel. I've come and seen this now, and I think it's really inspired me to want to go back to training and work harder to make sure I'm here winning the medals.
The Aquatic Centre's undulating roof was the biggest engineering challenge of the Games. It's made from 2,800 tonnes of steel and was put together here on site and lowered into place. Remarkably, it balances on just three giant concrete supports. And this means inside there are great sight lines of the pools for the spectators. There will be two 50-metre pools and a diving pool, with seats for 17,500 spectators during the Games. They'll watch swimming, diving, synchronised swimming, and the swimming elements of the modern pentathlon. After the Games, the building's innovative and flexible design will come into its own. The two detachable wings of seating that you can see, they'll be taken away, and movable walls and floors mean the pools will retain their size for elite competition, but can also be made smaller for everyday use. Its legacy will be as an inspirational new home for swimming in East London.